It's time for this week's edition of Share Something, and we've got NPR's Stephen Thompson with us to share a list of recent releases from the pop and rock world.
Stephen Thompson is a music editor and reviewer at NPR. Among other things, he's a panelist on the Pop Culture Happy Hour and curator of All Songs Considered. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here.
Well, you've got a lot of music. What are we checking out today? The new fall line, or what do you have for us?
Well, some of this dates back to summer, but these are the records
oldies.
That I'm oldies but goodies. Don't take you back to July 2014. actually, this first track has been bouncing around probably since about July 2014. It is a wonderful song called "Brill Bruisers," which is the title track from this new record by the band New Pornographers. And as you'll hear when we jump into this song, it takes about 0.0 seconds to get going.
All right, let's give it a shot.
The New Pornographers there. That's their song, Brill Bruisers. And New Pornographers, maybe not the most accurate. This band has been around for a while, right?
Yeah, they're no longer new at pornography. I don't know where I'm going with that. Yeah, this is, I can't remember if it's their fifth or sixth record, but yeah, they've been floating around for 10 or 15 years, just making this wonderful, every song of theirs is packed. You know, a song like Brill Bruisers has like four or five different discrete hooks that come out over the course of the song. So their songs are constantly shape-shifting as they move through, and they're so, so catchy.
That announced its presence with authority there. It's funny because we were just talking with our engineer, Joe, the other day, and I was saying, should I have been listening to New Pornographers all along? His answer was yes. Stephen?
Oh my God, man! This band was great from the first note of the first song on their first record back in I think it was 2001. Not many missteps in this band's catalog. There's just so much great pop rock music.
So if we haven't been listening to them for their 14-year career, is this a good entry point? Can you just start here as well as anywhere else?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's necessarily a wrong way to go. If you want to go chronologically from the beginning, their album Mass Romantic is still one of the greatest driving records I think ever made.
Hmm. Well, let's move on to the next one. So that was the one of the cuts you sent where I'd heard of the band. I'll be upfront about this. The next one, Herzog.
Sent
us a song, Full Stick. Tell us about Herzog.
Yeah, Herzog is a band from Cleveland, and what I love about this particular song, it's a minute and 40 seconds long, and the chorus is just a guitar solo. I love that a minute 40 second song can feel absolutely complete and still find room to just spread out and preen.
Another one that's really going to keep you going.
If you don't have
time to have your Diet Coke in the morning, you can listen to this instead. These are great high-energy songs. I like what we're hearing.
Yeah, this particular one, I mean, I mentioned driving music before. I have had commutes where I've just listened to that song over and over and over and over again. And, you know, for the span of, like, two regular-length songs, but probably listening to it four or five times.
Careful on the gas pedal on this one, though, I think. You could easily exceed the posted speed limit.
That is very true.
And we're going to move on to another one on your list. This is Porter Robinson and Amy Milan, I gather, Canadian. Tell us about Divinity.
Yeah, Porter Robinson is this, he's a dance music producer, and he, you know, put out this new record full of these, you know, just big, throbbing dance songs. And what I love about this particular one is he uses the vocals of a woman named Amy Milan from Stars. And she has this very melancholy voice, and he kind of splices up her vocal to create this kind of, she's almost an effect as much as a vocalist. And I just love the way this song kind of builds and releases and builds and releases. The song is called Divinity.
and you can hear some of the building there, but then there's like some straight ahead rock and techno that we didn't include in this clip. This song really has a lot of parts to it, like some of the other ones you've mentioned.
Well, the song deploys silence incredibly well, where it'll do these atmospheric effects, and then it'll drop and fade, and then silence, and then boosh. And so it has it's very, very propulsive. It builds over the course of 6 minutes, and it keeps kind of getting your blood flowing and then slowing it down and then speeding it up again. It's a great song.
It's the kind of music where I can see it would be perfect to walk around, you're in a mood and you want to feel like you're the star of your own movie. It has that feel. Yeah. Cinematic and lush and a lot going on.
It's one of those songs where I'll listen to it. Again, I tend to listen to a lot of music in the car where it'll hit points and then I will just pump my fist without thinking about it because I know that a big drop is coming. So, yeah, I love it. Porter Robinson, and this is by far my favorite cut on this particular record, but it's just a masterful, masterful, just big song.
Okay, another band you're sharing with us today called Cold Specs, and the title is Bodies at Bay. Let's jump right in on this one.
Sure.
Keep the bodies at bay, guy in the house. Keep the bodies at bay, guy in the house.
And that was Bodies at Bay. And this one, it's got another driving beat. What do you like about it?
Well, I love this woman. She goes by the name Al Specs, just spelled S-P-X. It's just one woman, and there's just this slithering quality to this song. She put out a great record a couple years ago that really seethed. It was very quiet and dark and hypnotic. And I like the way this song it's a single called Bodies at Bay from this new album she just put out called Neuroplasticity. and I like the way that it gives her voice, it captures that hypnotic quality, but gives it a little bit more menace. It's a real grower, this particular record. I love Cold Specs music, and I'm just thrilled. This is her second record. I'm really excited about where she's going.
Does she usually have that kind of straight-ahead rock feel that we just heard, or is it more variety than that?
There's a lot of variety to what she does. A lot of the stuff that I've taken to the most is kind of slow and quiet and creeping. But she definitely has the ability to break that tension and kind of unleash a little bit.
It's usually how we describe Rob.
Yeah.
Slow and quiet and creeping. But
yeah.
You've got something in common.
Oh, good.
Kidding.
You've been saying creeping.
That's why they say old,
not creepy.
Old creeper.
Well, how to transition from that.
Yeah.
But I love this next song.
Yeah.
We love this whole playlist, by the way. Rob and I have
been
talking about
this. This is your best ever, Stephen.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh,
this is
shucks.
Fantastic
Thank
music.
You.
But this is a great one for those of us who suffer deeply in Wisconsin over the winter. And kind of music that's moody and will get you through it. This one is called Winter is Passing. What do we need to know about this one?
Oh, my God. I love this record so much. This is one of my favorite albums of the year. It's by a duo from Melbourne, Australia, by way of Brooklyn, called Luluk, spelled L-U-L-U-C. And the album is called Passerby, and it's just this very beautiful, plaintive, sweet. I describe it as a Sunday morning record. Oh, my God. It's so pretty. It really reminds me a lot of Nick Drake, a singer whom they have actually covered in the past. They're on a tribute album. And, it's just one of those, like, I want to listen to this record in my kitchen.
Lilac blue mountains cast against the sky.
And pretty simple instrumentation there. Is that pretty much the standard for Luluk?
Yeah, it's a slow, quiet, pretty record, and it's just two of them, a man and a woman, and these very with these kind of delicate phrasings. It's very simple and very direct. And I'm actually not a coffee drinker, but it is totally a record where I think of like that kind of standing in my bathrobe in the kitchen with a cup of coffee, like looking out the window. It's a looking out the window kind of record.
I liked your phrase, Sunday morning music. Do you think that's a genre unto itself, the Sunday morning music?
Yeah, some of my favorite records are like that, where they're very specific to your mind and body at rest. And this particular record is like that. There's an album called Diamond Mine by King Creosote and John Hopkins, which is the like to me, the ultimate weekend morning record, where it's just kind of transporting and calming. I think it is. I mean, it's not the easiest genre to define, but I definitely hear it in certain music.
I love the situational music we've been talking about. I've definitely got my fall driving, my winter driving music,
yep. Your
some cooking
wearing
music. yeah, I don't have that yet, but I'll work on it. Well, one more track you shared with us. The band is Strand of Oaks, and it's called JM. Tell us about Strand of Oaks, Stephen.
Yeah, Strand of Oaks, like Cold Specs, is a one person project. It's a guy named Timothy Showalter, and this album is called Heal, and this is my favorite cut on it. It is like a 7.5 minute song. It's called JM. It's a tribute to a singer named Jason Molina, who died early last year, who was one of my favorite singers as well, and this song does incredibly right by Jason Molina. It's very much in his style. It's sad. It's confessional, and it also captures his the way that Jason Molina could rock out in this big, spectacular way. So it's this beautiful song about being affected by someone else's music, and it's this very warm and very heartfelt tribute to a singer who meant a lot to me as well. In a short excerpt is not going to capture how much this song blooms and billows out. It's beautiful.
Burning one in my hand, I had yours.
And you're right. I just pulled this one bit, but this song is all over this. It's kind of an epic in different dynamics and feels and tempos.
Well, there are these gigantic guitar solos in it. It's wonderful.
Oh, this is such a great list. I've got a lot of great stuff to put on my phone to listen to going forward in fall. And it's great. It makes me feel good about fall and new music to listen to.
Oh, music is the best.
Stephen, a lot of fun as always. Look forward to the next time we talk to you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
That was NPR music reviewer Stephen Thompson, originally from Wisconsin, by the way, joining us for this week's edition of Share Something.